Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
I want to read to you just one verse out of Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Our Heavenly Father, I pray this day that you lead our spirits on a walk that can see what you want. Lord, I pray that you open our minds and our hearts. And Lord, I pray that you give us ideas. I pray that you help us as we try to understand your will for our lives and your church. And for that, we'll give you the praise in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. I've been able in the last year, going through the chemo and being laid on my back and having to watch church from the my TV set or my computer screen, I've had a lot of time to evaluate many of the things that we've been doing and how we do them. And here's a couple things that I found. One, we probably have the best people on the face of the earth. You guys are dedicated. You love the Lord. You live it. You've separated from the world and the things of the world. You want your kids to grow up right. You want everything that the Bible teaches you to want. Your desires are in Him. You understand what eternal life is about. You understand that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. You understand it's more important to witness to somebody than to drink with somebody. It's more important to live the life of Jesus Christ. And it has been a privilege to pastor you this past 35 years. Not only do we have the best people, we have an outstanding staff. We have a group of people that God has brought together. We didn't bring them together. God Himself brought them in to our leadership in this church. We have in the last 10 years attracted retired ministers. And from Pastor Kay to Dave Risen to Dave Burnett. And what am I looking for? Shirley, your dad? I mean, we've had... God has done that with us. But our staff, I'm just looking over here and going back, Pastor Marty, the more I'm around him, the more I know that he knows. And he tries to be nice and listen to me, and I know that he has more input than what he's given me. And we sat down the other day, and we were talking about our Maundy Thursday service, and Pastor Kay can't be here. He's having eye surgery. You're going to be missed. But anyway, I'm an idea guy. And I came up with some ideas, and I threw them out. And he took them, and I'm sitting here this morning at 9 o'clock service, and I'm leafing through a folder that he gave me. He wrote out the service, and it's wonderful because he's a detail guy. God sent him here. We have Bonnie that was 10 years training in women's ministry with some of the best in the country. The lady that trained her is her best friend. Her husband's president of college, and she travels all over women's meetings. She doesn't have that position because she's my daughter. She has that position because God sent her here to do that. And we talked about that just the other day. You know, Josh, you and your wife, I mean... God sent you here. He set it up. He sent you here to do the job you're doing with the youth. And they're going to respond. And this is going to grow. And Lisa Keck, she's worth her weight in gold. in what she does in with the ministries and the hospitals and the nursing homes and some of the other things, and hospice, some of the other things she's involved with. Mary has been here for 20 years. I don't know of a better, I call her our lipstick and perfume, but she's more than that. But she's the thing that you see when you come to church and you hear when you come to church, and she looks good. She talks good. You'll never hear her talking bad about you or about this church. She loves it. And Jackie, who is on our church administrator, Penny set that up. It was a new position. And Penny set that up. And Jackie came in with the accounting background. And you will never know what Jackie does, because you'll never know how much money she saves us. You know, our dumpsters cost us about half what it did when Jackie came here, because she deals with them every year. She'll call them up and say, we need a better price. And they give her a better price, which amazes me. What I'm telling you is, we have a great staff. Did I miss anybody? Everybody? I'm sure I did. I'm sorry if I did, because you're good too. We have our teachers and our adult teaching classes that are very qualified. I said when I met Greg Keel, he's probably the smartest guy I've ever met. I'm not talking about you, Adam. It's your dad. Adam's pretty bright too. He got these lights up here all shining on me. But the people that God have put in key positions are great. They're some of the best. So as I've lain there in my bed and thinking about the church and watching what's going on, I'm saying, God, you're doing something very unique with this church. And I want you to see what God has shown me about Heritage Church. Most churches are like a community hospital. The hospital's there, the doctor's there, the nurses are there. All of them are qualified to take care of any emergency that comes in. In other words, most churches are set up, we can take care of the sick in the hospital, we can bury our dead, we can marry our young, and we can baptize those who get saved. But what if there's more that's needed? My grandson worked at Toledo Hospital as he was going through his nursing program, and he worked at St. Luke's Hospital, and he now has his master's degree in nursing, and he works at Cleveland Clinic in the intensive care unit. And I said, Tyler, is there any difference between our hospitals here and our community and Cleveland Clinic? He said, oh, Grandpa, there's no comparison. And I said, what do you mean? He said, the doctors at Cleveland Clinic, he said, not saying anything bad about the doctors in Toledo, but they're limited. Toledo Clinic, he said, or Cleveland Clinic, they have all the instruments they need. They have new drugs that are coming out. These are the brightest doctors on earth. People fly in from all over the world to see them. Well, why can't we afford one of those? There's three reasons. One is, community hospital gets money from the patients. That's it. A teaching hospital gets money from the students. That's double. They also get endowments from people that came there and their lives were changed. And they were healed. And they tried it every place else. What I'm trying to tell you today is, let's get a vision of Heritage Church. We're not a community church. We are a training church. A training church not only can take care of the sick and the hurting and the elderly better than any place else can. A training church can do that. But they also have students. And those students are following around those of you who are here. And all of us are teachers that are here. And they're following you around, and they're watching your life. They're watching how you live. They're watching how you walk. They're watching how you act. They're watching how you react. They're watching you at a board meeting. They're watching you in a Sunday school class. They're watching you. And we are to teach and to train. And not only are we to teach and to train, but we are to recruit. You know why Ohio State has a good football team? because they recruit. They find where the players are and they go after them. You know why Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinic and University of Michigan Hospital and the other training hospitals? You know why they have good doctors and good students? Because they recruit. Matter of fact, they will even offer things to some students in order to get them to come there. I said the other day, just thinking out loud, I believe, Marty, if I went down to the University of Toledo and said I would like to have a young person that's dedicated to music, that loves music, that wants to be in music the rest of their life, I don't care if they're Christian or not. If they would come and work for our church for 3 months, maybe we'll even pay them something, because they're going to get saved, because I know the people they're going to work around. And they're going to bring 5 or 6 other kids with them. They're not going to come alone. That's what recruiting is. We as a church must be recruiting, 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 recruiting. That's what the Bible says. Go you out, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go out 2 by 2s and compel them to come in. That's recruiting. Jesus said that's the way it's done. Why haven't we been doing it? We got a room full of teachers. We have a building that's set up for teaching. We must be concentrating on, we don't care what you learn somewhere else, we're going to teach you what works. We understand in this church that there is one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And when people understand that and they get saved, their life changes. That's why we don't worry too much about our offerings here. Because everyone that comes here gets something. And when you get something, you give an endowment. When you get something, you want to see others get it. So you help them to get it. And that comes through your presence. That comes through your teaching. That comes through your giving. We're not concentrated on the chandeliers. We have chandeliers. They're beautiful. Old-fashioned. I didn't care when we built the church whether we had chandeliers or not. Matter of fact, I heard about an old man that was in church one time, and the preacher said, it's been brought up by the board that we need to buy chandeliers. The old man said, I'm against it. And he said, well, why are you against it? And he stood up and he said, well, first of all, what we need in this building's lights. And we probably don't know anyone that knows how to play a chandelier anyway. A teaching church is not concerned about the seats you sit on. They're concerned about teaching the kids, teaching the people, teaching those, getting those healed that come in. The number one thing that these training hospitals like John Hopkins and the others do is if they get people healed. Then they show the students how to do it. One thing that Heritage understands something about, it isn't just physical healing, but spiritual healing. We have seen it time and time and time again, and I'm walking around because of it. I don't know if you've read my daughter's story or not, but you need to read it sometime. She wasn't supposed to be able to walk today. I remember going to Cleveland Clinic with her. Most of you heard her testimony. We see that over and over and over and over in this church. The Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God said, my thoughts for Heritage Church is for peace and for a hope and for a vision. If we can grasp this vision, just as much as the wise men or women that saw the vision of the star and said, "We know that's God, let's go get it." If we can grasp that, God will do more here than you ever imagined, and He'll do more with you than you ever imagined He could do with you. Many of you can stand up and testify to that. John 5:19, "Very truly I tell you, the Son cannot do anything by Himself. He can do only what He sees His Father doing. Because whatsoever the Father does, the Son also does." That's a perplexed statement. It's hard to understand. But see, Jesus was so in tune with who God was, because He was God in the flesh. But He said, "I can walk beyond the flesh and walk in the Spirit. I follow God, not what this flesh wants." When we become saved, when we become totally surrendered, we're saying the same thing that Jesus said. "I can walk this walk because I'm going to walk the spiritual walk, the eternal walk, the God walk, the Christian walk, not the walk of the flesh. Not what the flesh wants, but what God wants." Because God said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." He said the greatest recruiting thing that you can have is if you're totally sold out for God, 100%, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, sold out for God and knowing your purpose and your place. There isn't a place that I go, whether it's Florida or California or Europe, no matter where I go, everybody knows I'm a Christian because I tell them. Not just by saying I'm a Christian, they'll say, "Well, thank you," because I'll let them go in front of me. Because we're working eternal values, not earthly values. You ever had a bad neighbor? I have. I had somebody in the church that tell me that they had a neighbor that if they opened the door on the passenger side and the kids got out and stepped in their grass, he'd holler at them. That'd be a bad neighbor. Just make sure that if they do that, that your line is as important to you as their line is to them. Make sure that you can give rather than being the taker. Because that's the only way that we can teach and train. Heritage is a discipling church. Matter of fact, if I was going to rename this church after 25 years, I'd call it Heritage Discipling Church. Because we got to get our mind set and understand and our vision set on that's what we're following. We are here to disciple people, and we can only disciple people if people are getting healed, people are getting spiritually healed, people are getting what they need from God in order to live a victorious life in Christ. Heritage Church is not a church that will ever forget its older people. Matter of fact, the training hospitals have better geriatrics training than any place else. We will do better by our older people than any other church can do if we see ourselves as a training church. People learning how to pray. Have you ever taught anyone how to pray? Well, I taught my kids how to pray. I'm talking about other than your kids. Have you taught anyone how to pray? You say, "Well, preacher, I don't know. I was taught how to pray when I was little. Thanks, forgiveness, and help. I haven't forgot it. I was about 7 years old in Sunday school. If I thank God, I ask God to forgive me of my shortcomings and I ask Him to help me to get beyond them so I can move on." That's a good prayer. And you can continually keep praying that. That's teaching someone to pray. Have you ever taught someone to sing? Several have tried with me, I'm sorry. I used to say, I can't carry a note. Ask Fifth Third Bank. Oh, I mean. Mama always said, there's a lot of music in you, Bobby, because none ever came out. And that might be. But have you ever taught someone to sing? You can. You know, I saw Michael's daughter up here, and she was singing. She's a good singer. They taught her how to sing. They taught her music. I watch Elisa Keck and Matt Keck's boys up here and playing the cello and the violin and the piano. They taught them. If our young people and the people coming through that door are going to learn anything, they're going to have to be taught. And I'm talking about every aspect of the church we need to be teaching. We need to be encouraging them. And we need to have patience. We need to change our view of who we are. We're not a community hospital waiting on something to happen, waiting on someone to get sick so we can pray for them, or someone to die. We need to go in the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. We need to set up programs of teaching and training in every aspect of the church that we have. And we're in the process of doing that. We need to be active every day and every minute of the day. Teaching is giving the truth, not trying to give you what you want or what you like. It's the truth is the truth. And this pulpit has never been a place that tried to be a people pleaser. It tried to be a God pleaser. And the pew ought to be a place where you ought to try to be a God pleaser. From the time that you start to sing, it isn't becoming part of who Marty is up here or Michael is up here singing. It's becoming part of who God is when you're singing. It happens in your pew. And we need inspiration in that. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. How can you be of one mind? Preacher, we don't agree on everything. We don't have to, but we better agree on who we are and what we're doing and what we're going to continue to do. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Aren't you glad he added holy there? Because it isn't a fleshy kiss, it's a holy kiss. Sometimes that's just a knuckle bump. Sometimes it's just an elbow bump. Sometimes it's just an eye glance. But it's letting people know you care that they're here. I care that you're here. I want you to be here. All God's people here send their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with you. Heritage, discipling, church. Every church ought to be that. But we must see it. And if we see it, we will start recruiting. If you have kids that are in high school, one of the things you're thinking about is, are they going to go to college? If they are, where are they going to go? Are they going to go into training as an electrician or a plumber? And what group are they going to get hooked up with so they can learn those trades? Where are they going to go? And as people think about Christianity, they will want to go to Heritage, because they'll be taught and trained the truth. Let's stand. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. But Lord, just as sure as you set that star when Jesus was born, so all could see them. Put that star over your house here at Heritage. Help us to disciple. Help us to see ourselves as someone that can help others disciple. And help us to realize that that new person walking through that door may be the most important person in that building today. Not just because of their need, but because it may be an Paul, an apostle, that you have just struck down in order to bring them into your presence. Might we help to open their eyes that they might see your glory. And Lord, just as Lazarus was laying in the tomb dead, and Jesus called his name, and Jesus said, loose him and let him free. May we loose those bonds of death that are around the people that come in. Encourage them, teach them, train them who you are for all of eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.